This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 1st. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We've reached our half-year mark, and today it's our opportunity to celebrate our wonderful country, Canada. It's Canada Day. I recently visited the Facts About Canada website and was surprised to learn that Canada was named through a misunderstanding. When Jacques Cartier, a French explorer, arrived, the local Iroquoian natives invited him to their Canada, or village. The explorers mistakenly thought the name of the country was Canada, and so we have our country name, Canada. We live in the second largest country in the world. We have the longest coastline in the world. Our Trans-Canada Highway is the longest national highway in the world. We've got more lakes than all the world combined. We're the most educated country, with over half our residents having college degrees. We're the inventors of Hawaiian pizza. And we've got more donut shops per capita than anywhere in the world. Plus, we Canadians eat more donuts per person than any other country. Obviously, our country, now 156 years old, has lots more we could list and be proud of. We've got scenic beauty, our diverse mosaic culture, our friendly people, and lots more to celebrate on this July 1st. Originally established as Dominion Day in 1879, it officially became Canada Day in 1982, and now we observe it as a statutory holiday. July 1st is also International Joke Day, and people have been joking a long time. The oldest joke can be traced back to ancient Sumerians in 1900 BC. Laughter is proven to be good for us. It helps us diffuse anger, stress, and improves our mood. By laughing at a joke, we release serotonin and endorphins, which science has shown protects our heart, relieves pain, and lengthens our life. When we laugh 10 to 15 minutes per day, we burn 40 calories. That's about 4 pounds a year. While statistics verify the many benefits of laughter to our health, our feelings of well-being, we don't need science to verify how a good laugh improves our mood and bonds us. Laughing is infectious. Most certainly it brings us feelings of joy and happiness, so we feel better when we laugh. Studies show that adults laugh about 12 or 15 times a day. Children, 300 to 400 times a day. So let's use this Canada Day and merge it with International Joke Day and celebrate Canada Day and enjoy a fabulous country and good laughs. When we laugh together, we'll be developing our facial muscles, and as Canadians who laugh together, we'll be opening ourselves up to positive interactions, improve our day and the day of those with whom we share any good laugh. It's been said you're not a true Canadian until you've apologized for saying sorry too much. So sorry, but we are going to have a couple of good jokes about Canadians to share. What is the type of tire that fixes itself without bothering the driver? It's a Canadian tire. What's the only place in the world where the United Kingdom and Latin America meet? They meet in British Columbia. And for those of us in Toronto, I have a joke about construction in Toronto. Oops, it's not finished. Today, July 1st, is a perfect combo day, a day when we can choose to look around us and appreciate the good in our wonderful Canada, and we can also choose to enjoy and share jokes, laughter, and reap the many benefits of laughing together. Let's focus on the good stuff, cultivate our sense of humor, and make today Canada Day 2023 and International Joke Day 2023 the best Canada Day ever. Happy Canada Day! We've got many reasons to celebrate. We can share jokes and laugh, and we can benefit from our laughter. Today, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge, experience, tips, and happy stories so anyone listening can learn from the experts about several things, including how to improve our health, wealth, and relationships. Also learn about personal-centered care, downsizing, moving, accessibility, fashion, and fitness, and lots more. So let's get started with one important message about organ donation. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective this Canada Day, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Leslie, and happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Today, I'm going to talk about the challenges of planning for retirement for those who are single. We know that 90% of women will be solely responsible for their finances later on in life due to divorce, widowhood, or having never married at all. Being single, regardless of gender, is a significant challenge as one prepares for retirement. Having to financially do it all on your own, saving, paying for housing, possible time out of the workforce, it really is a huge challenge being single to save and build enough wealth to achieve a lifetime of financial independence. While I realize my next statement may be slightly controversial, I'm going to say it, that a person who's single and always has been, or has been for a long time before retirement, while they have a lot of challenges, they also have a significant advantage. They're already planning to be single. That means there isn't an unexpected splitting of net worth in half in a divorce, or the loss of part of pensions, income splitting, or other surprises that comes when two become one. A single person is already planning financially to be single. That means they're already only counting on their own government benefits, so CPP, old age security. They are counting on their own assets, so their RSP, tax-free savings account, and other retirement savings. Their retirement plan is theirs and only dependent on them. Their tax-efficient income plan, it's based on them. Today, I want to share a few tips for those who are planning their retirement as a single person. First of all, your retirement plan needs to be really personal. I think, Marilyn, you and our regular listeners will be able to recall me having said before, don't count on rules of thumb. I have yet to meet anyone who's average. For single people, this is even more important. Think about it. A rule of thumb that says you'll spend 80% of what you spent in your working years when you retire. Well, most likely, if you're already single, besides what you're saving, you're already spending what you'll continue to spend. And really, what's going to change? Take a rule of thumb and throw it out the window. Plan for you. What you actually spend and the actual cost of maintaining your lifestyle. Second of all, where you live. Think about it very carefully. Well, there's a lot of factors that go into this one. I'm going to focus on just one aspect. A single person typically doesn't have a partner who would provide care for them if they need it. Say you have a knee replaced or some sort of regular health treatment. If you aren't close to, say, rehabilitation or hospitals and those sorts of services, who's going to drive you? And thirdly, plan for longevity. The fastest growing demographic in Canada are centenarians. In my experience, a single person here has a bit of a leg up in that they're already far more likely to be actively wanting to discuss really important topics like wellness. So aging well and asking, what if I live a long time? Will I have enough money? Health, so the cost of care, considering who will provide care if they need it, and powers of attorney for personal care and property. Single people tend to do a great job of taking the time and really considering who will help them. Yes, there are tremendous challenges for those who are retiring single. It takes planning and diligence. I know many people who have done it, who've been able to achieve a lifetime of financial independence. Today, I want to say it is doable.
And I guess you can also say it's never too late. Today can be the day that someone makes a personal plan. And you've given us these heads up, but if someone wants to discuss them with you and get a direction, a roadmap of what they should do, single or not, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
The Farwell Group, Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, a team of experts that will explain to you whether you're on the right track. Get a second opinion or a first opinion if it's time for you to sit down and make that plan. It's never too late to plan ahead. 416-863-7501. And it's not a joke. You need to take life seriously and plan for yourself. Prepare for life's eventualities and live with no regrets. Leslie, thanks for those tips and cautions, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Have a wonderful long weekend, Marilyn, and happy Canada Day.
And same to you.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn, and happy Canada Day. So today what I wanted to do is talk a little bit about natural treatments for endometriosis. So let's talk a little bit about what endometriosis is. When we think about endometriosis, the endometrium, which is actually the lining of the uterus, which comes from the Greek word endo, meaning within. So what happens is the endometrium actually grows outside of the uterus and spreads to other organs in the abdominal cavity. Things like the areas like the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, the bladder, and the rectum. And it's actually called endometriosis. This condition is actually fueled by estrogen levels and causes a lot of swelling and inflammation and something called adhesions around the affected organs and essentially locking them in place. So it can be very, very painful for many women. And some of the most pronounced signs of endometriosis is just that, pain in the abdominal area, often extreme and debilitating. And this is more painful than just regular menstrual cramps. Sometimes it's associated with painful bowel movements, pain during intercourse, diarrhea, constipation, certainly heavy periods, nausea, and fatigue. And many patients will take pain relievers for cramps, but sometimes they don't have much of an impact. So certainly many women with endometriosis also experience anxiety and depression and insomnia because of the level of the pain and the frequency of the symptoms. And of course, endometriosis can also impact fertility. And I have a number of patients who I'm treating for endometriosis, and endometriosis, and we're working on the fertility aspects as well. So one study actually found that as many as 50% of women seeking treatment for infertility actually have endometriosis. So next week I'm going to talk about some key naturopathic treatment options for endometriosis. But in the meantime, if patients have some questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Endometriosis or any other issue you have with health can be dealt with naturally. Dr. Betty offers you a complimentary consultation by phone or in her office. Give her a call at 905-707-2001. Ask your questions, get your answers, and be in charge of your life naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk more about endometriosis next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
You won't laugh at a good joke when you don't hear the punchline. In fact, life in general is more difficult when we don't hear well. To explain how to hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Life throws us all sorts of curveballs and surprises. This is not new information. Age-related hearing loss is typically a gradual process of hearing degradation. However, sudden hearing loss can happen as a result of trauma or a virus that we never see coming. It isn't something that you can prepare for, but with a little bit of knowledge and a bunch of luck, we might just be able to mostly counteract the effects of sudden hearing loss. Sudden hearing loss is an unexplained, rapid loss of hearing, either at all at once or over a few days. This happens when something is wrong with the inner ear. Most commonly, sudden hearing loss only affects one ear, but it can affect both. Sudden hearing loss is often felt in the morning after waking up, when suddenly you feel a fullness in the ear, a ringing in the ear, and sometimes dizziness, maybe all of them at the same time. People will often put off seeking medical attention because they think their hearing loss might be due to allergies, a sinus cold, or even an earwax blockage. Now, while all of these things can be the cause, it's best to consider a sudden hearing loss as an emergency and to visit a doctor immediately and potentially be referred to an ear, nose, and throat specialist as quickly as possible. Time really is of the essence here. The opportune window of time that we have is about 72 hours from the onset. In order to determine if this is the case of sudden hearing loss, a hearing test must be done to assess the current hearing levels and determine the type of hearing loss. It is always best to have a history of hearing tests to compare to, but most often people do not have a history of hearing assessment. Typically, when sudden hearing loss has been diagnosed, treatment should be started immediately. The most common treatments are the use of corticosteroids, which reduces inflammation and helps the body fight illness. Often in the ear, nose, and throat specialist's office, they will inject the steroids directly into the middle ear through the eardrum. The reason I've brought this up today is because recently we've met a gentleman by the name of Bob, who's in our office and he's having a real difficult time accepting his sudden hearing loss, even after having suffered it over 6 months ago. He's really having a tough time moving forward with his life, and even though we've helped him hear better and have effectively minimized his tinnitus, he's still struggling with this new reality. The last thing I want to do is scare anyone, but if you suddenly feel a change in your hearing, take action as quickly as possible and get medical attention. Also, getting your hearing checked on a regular basis is also very helpful in creating a baseline to monitor changes that happen over time.
Well, I think we spoke about this before, and you suggested people get a hearing test roughly every 2 years, and that does give you a baseline. This story about Bob really opens my eyes to the idea that hearing loss can happen to anyone, and that it can be dealt with if we deal with it and treat it seriously within 72 hours. Edmund, thank you for that story, and thank you for the warning. If anyone wants to book an intensive hearing test, I know it doesn't cost anything with you, and you do a great job. That's where I go. How do we reach you, and what do you suggest we do?
The best number to reach us at is 416-754-4327, and just simply ask for a hearing assessment or a hearing test, and we'll take care of the rest.
I'm also going to recommend anyone that has a hearing aid and is not wearing it, bring it to Edmund, because I've sent him people and they're all happy and they're wearing their hearing aids and hearing better. You can't go wrong when you look after yourself and you take charge of your health. Take care of your ears. You only have one pair. Remember the name, Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Edmund, thanks for Bob's story, and I look forward to hearing a happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's kind of an interesting time of year for me because I was actually calling through my happy couples for the last couple of days just to see about getting some stories and hearing how people are doing and that kind of thing. And people are doing really well because a lot of them are on their way heading out. I had one couple that are going to Picton for the weekend, and they booked into a kind of a newer place out there and very excited about it. And it's one of their first trips together. And then I have another couple that's up in Georgian Bay for the weekend and another couple that is going down into the States to the Finger Lakes area. So it seems like this is the time of year to travel if you're a new couple. And so it's always great to hear those stories and hear how well people are getting along and check in with them. And that's one of the nice things about being part of a couple. We live in sort of a couple's world. And it's lovely to get away in the summer and do things, but it's harder when you're on your own. You have somebody to share the driving and share the expenses and have fun with and build some memories with. So I do love it. It's a great time of year. We're always busy in the spring, and going into summer, we get a lot of happy couples happening.
So not one happy story, but several happy stories. It's July 1st. It's July 1st weekend, and if someone's sitting at home wishing that they had somewhere to go with someone, perhaps it's time to call matchmaker Linda Miller and see if, in fact, Cupid can help you. Linda, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 416-777-6302. You can visit our website at mistyriverintros.com. I'm always happy to do a free consultation, give you a better idea of how the service works, if you fit well with the demographic. That is there going to be a lot of people to match you with? Are you going to have regular matches? Because that's something that I like to make sure of before I take people as a client. So there's a lot of things that go into it, and we always like to make sure that, you know, we're well aware of people's wants and needs and who they find.
Well, I often am asked by women if you have enough men on your list. I know you have a 75% success rate of people over 70. So couples, male and female, there must be some matches out there to be made. But to those women, what do you say?
Well, actually, it's funny that you brought that up because I have a whole bunch of people booked in the next few days, and most of them are men. And the reason why is I'm doing a big push. It started on the 26th, so I guess yesterday. And we're doing a big advertising run on CTV on the new news, and the evening news, which tends to predominantly men that watch that now, and also on some of the sports channels on the radio and on TV. So we've kind of done a big push just right now because we just got out of some female sort of shows. So we did the yoga show and the women's show, and that brings in a lot of women. And then when we do that, we were pretty good for a while, but now we're reintroducing advertising in some of the male-based media outlets. And certainly I've got a lot booked in the next week or two. Just today, I had a bunch of people book appointments off our website. So I'll be doing interviews actually starting this afternoon and going in right up until Friday. I have quite a few men booked. So it's interesting that people think that, But part of my job is keeping our numbers pretty much even all the time, and that's usually targeting our advertising. Even though 50% of our business is still word of mouth, so somebody knows somebody that used our service, we do a lot of advertising as well, and I'm always very conscious of balancing my numbers. So if I've got a lot of men on the books, I'm always going out and doing the yoga show or the woman's show or something, Healthy Brain and Body, which brings in a lot of women. And then I'm doing, you know, the men's shows as well, like the sportsman's show, Green Living, which is, you know, electric vehicles and things that men like. So always thinking about that for sure.
Well, thank you for sharing that so candidly. So you're creating a balance. You're creating a net to catch men and a net to catch women, and then you're putting them together. People are always looking for the right person. And if anyone wants to have that conversation and have a new beginning, a fresh start, then explore the possibilities with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, 416-777-6302 is the number to dial. Have the conversation, and then perhaps you'll be meeting the right person, and just instead of just meeting nice people. Linda, thank you for sharing the inner workings of Misty River, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's so nice to be here, and happy Canada Day to you.
Thank you, and to you. So what's your advice for us today?
Well, I wanted to talk about what we're doing today. You know, lots of people and families are out and about, and that's great, and it's fun, and it's nice to be with family and in a park or at a beach, and I think that is a great way to socialize. But I want to just caution everybody to pay attention to some of the really important rules about being outside all day. Number one, wear a hat. And get enough water. People get dehydrated very easily, particularly if the day turns out to be really nice and sunny. Number two, you want to wear sunblock. We know that the angle that the sun hits North America is really causing a lot of damage. And what we want to do is protect our skin from those ultraviolet rays, which increase our risk of skin cancer. Number three, pay attention to the little ones. If you're in a big group of people, if you're in a big family, assign somebody to watch young children. We often think somebody else is taking care and accidents happen every holiday weekend. Unfortunately, we see drownings, we see kids disappear, and this is something that is totally preventable. So if you're in a big group, don't presume somebody is watching the littlest ones. Assign someone and let's be sure they're really watching them carefully. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that somebody should be watching our oldest family members as well. Some people have mild cognitive impairment. They may walk away. They may walk into traffic. They may not see well and they may trip and fall. So we want to pay good attention to our youngest and our oldest, but have a good time. Enjoy your family. It's great to socialize, and happy Canada Day to everybody.
Well, you always give us solid information and definitely pertinent for this July 1st weekend. Thank you. I have signed copies of your book at my store, Marilyn's. I have a copy on my night table and I refer to it. I know it's available in the best bookstores in Canada. Is it available on Amazon still?
Yes, it's on Amazon, Marilyn. It's on Indigo, I believe, and it's on my website, drvivianbrown.com, all one word. And of course, you've got signed copies, so people can phone you and get a signed copy if they want to.
So it's a Canadian bestseller. Remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. You'll get useful advice in clear language, and it'll make sense of the medical advice you may get from your doctor. You can't go wrong when you take charge of your health. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of Mosaic Home Care Services, an award-winning home care organization for their model on person-centered care and integrated care model, joins us. And she's in Bordeaux, France. So on a holiday, you join us. So welcome. It's July 1st here, Canada Day, but glad you're able to take some time off.
And bonjour, Marilyn and listeners. I am here in lovely Bordeaux, France, and it is absolutely stunning here. A lovely place to come and visit.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Marilyn, I would like to talk about community today. As the listeners know, this is my favorite issue to discuss. And, you know, again, I'd like to talk about the community engagement examples that Bordeaux provides. And this is a wonderful place, which is recommended for families and children and also older persons to visit. So first of all, Bordeaux is accessible to all ages and to those with disabilities. The trams go around most of the main center. They are wheelchair friendly. The center is mainly free of traffic, and there are loads of activities of events happening all the time where everyone comes together. The four-day wine festival that I visited gave free passes to individuals with disabilities, and they were able to give those passes to their carers, being family or paid caregivers. At the wine festival, entry was free to all people, and this free entry provided access to entertainment, music, and dancing was free. Obviously, you had to pay for the wine tasting, though. And we just don't see this type of community awareness in Toronto. You go into a store here in Bordeaux and everyone says hello. When you leave, everyone says a good day. People don't litter. People care for their environment and space around them. Washrooms are all over the place, public washrooms that are automatic. Toronto is limited for washrooms in public spaces and parks, and this and most of them are quite often closed. So this deters older persons from going out into the community.
You're an expert on that, and I guess you have your eyes open to the community in Bordeaux. So with your world travels and you're staying aware of everything that's happening around you, what else are you seeing?
And I see, I guess in Toronto, there is less concern for homeless people in Toronto. Walking around Bordeaux, I saw food deliveries to the homeless in the squares. And at late at night, we saw community personnel going around and checking on the homeless on the streets and having meaningful conversations and directing them for help. This is a form of social prescribing within the community. And the local businesses always also help look after homeless. And this is in addition to shelters. The local squares and the water mirror in Bordeaux brings together all ages, disabilities, older persons, younger persons together. Bordeaux is one massive community space with plenty of benches to sit. And, you know, everywhere in the square, children are up at night. People are dancing and communicating and talking. It's just incredible what this place offers to people. Yeah.
How would you compare it to Toronto? We seem to have, you know, our Dundas Square and a few other things I could mention. How do you see it?
Well, I see, you know, first of all, the French cities are set out for people naturally. There are big squares where restaurants and cafes pour out into the square. Artists, musicians, and families congregate. Take Eglinton, for example, Eglinton and Yonge. New condos are going up. Where is the community space for people? We're building all these places to live, but what is there actually to do in Toronto? We have tall buildings with narrow sidewalks, and restaurants and cafes are mostly indoors.
But we have Cafe T.O., Jane.
To answer, a lot of Cafe T.O. is too tiny, and the cafes are spread out onto the road. We don't have the space, really. But still, there is not enough space for people to enjoy the moment. For instance, you look at a French square, which includes a fountain, ambiance, and things to look at or listen to, and music. We don't have that, a lot of that going on in Toronto. So we really need to be more inclusive and think about using our social spaces and how can we do that better.
Well, we'll have to have meetings about this and maybe encourage others to have a voice now that we have a new mayor. Jane, we just had the largest pride parade that exists in the world in Toronto. What about that LGBTQ plus community in Bordeaux? Is Bordeaux inclusive?
Oh, for sure it is. In fact, I find it more inclusive than actually Toronto is. It is recognized that, you know, obviously Toronto has a large LGBTQ plus community, but I feel that Bordeaux has gone beyond that. There is a consensus that you do not pick on anybody that is LGBTQ plus, racist, sexist, and there is zero tolerance. Posters are displayed around Bordeaux and on the trams and, you know, the trams that are going through the city. The French attitude towards unisex are all over Bordeaux, where Toronto is just introducing this. I have seen a lot more cross-gender individuals here, and it feels normal and not out of place. This is part of the fabric of Bordeaux and France. And I find people walk more in Bordeaux, have meaningful conversations. And for tourists, it draws you into Bordeaux culture. And people want to go back to their communities to make them more engaged, I feel. So I'm hoping that I can take some of the things that I've seen in Bordeaux and talk about it with some of, you know, the higher people in the city to say, you know, this is what's happening in other countries and in Bordeaux. And today, actually, I went to this wonderful hangar called Darwin. And it's actually a mixture, I would say, of the brickworks and distillery district. And they had old furniture just around in these large buildings where people brought their lunches and dinners and they sat together. Some people were lying on the couches. I mean, it was just truly incredible what they've done here. Just they really care about their city, and that's very impressive.
I'm glancing at the clock, and I wish I could hear more about Bordeaux. But while you're away, you're learning, and I'm sure you're going to share, and your company keeps delivering that person-centered care. If anyone's interested in learning what person-centered care is or getting any kind of help or care, take down the number 416-322-7002. They offer services throughout Toronto and the GTA, mosaichomecare.com. And as you can hear, Jane Teasdale never stops. So Mosaic keeps growing and evolving and changing to bring us the best of care in Toronto and I guess around the world soon, Jane. Have a wonderful time in Bordeaux and we'll talk again soon.
Always a pleasure, Marilyn. Au revoir and bientôt.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. If your cup is half full, you probably need a different bra. If you're laughing, stop and think about it. Actually, it's not a joke. When breasts don't have proper support and fall beneath the bra band, it's definitely not a good thing. Consider a bra with no underwire, no elastic straps, that offers comfort, excellent support with a fabric shelf, and comes in all sizes up to JJ cups. And it has health benefits as well. Tab, the amazing bra, needs to be experienced to be appreciated. Anyone interested is welcome to book a personal private bra fitting at my store, Maryland's, for Saturday, July the 15th. And if you have any wardrobe needs, I can be your wardrobe doctor on this same Saturday, July 15th. All it takes is one call to book your free fitting or your personal stylist appointment with me or both. The number, 416-504-6777. And I'm sending a congratulatory shout out to Angela, who's getting married today at her parents' cottage by the lake. I dressed all the bridal party, and they look fabulous, and they have clothes, separates, that they'll wear again all summer long and for years to come. Angela is wearing white separates and a veiled white fascinator. The bridesmaids are in red, white, orange, and navy floral sundresses, and they're wearing white floppy straw hats with a red ribbon that'll offer sun protection as well. Her mom is wearing red Joseph Ribkoff palazzo pants with a matching top and a red and white fascinator. All the flowers are in that theme for Canada Day, red, white, and orange. They're all wearing comfortable shoes, either flat, platforms, or chunky heels, no stilettos so they won't sink into the grass. We practice posing for the pictures at my shop so each of the ladies will look slim and trim and feel great about themselves. For the slimming effect, they'll stand 1 foot forward to angle themselves, and they'll put their arms forward to hold their bouquets front and center instead of holding their arms at the side of their body. And they'll tilt a bit forward to the camera so that their torso will be the point of emphasis, and they'll get eye contact and make love to the camera, so to speak. The photographs will be ones that they look their best in. The what to wear was decided by the venue and the mood of the wedding. The how to carry it off and pose took a few minutes at my store, Maryland's. And the outcome will be a Canada Day wedding not to be forgotten, captured in pictures where everyone will feel and look their best. When we dress appropriately for whatever occasion and look and feel our best, the photographs reflect not only our image, but capture the joy of the moment. I can dress any woman from size 2 to 24 in my shop, Maryland's, and help her pull her best look together for every day in her life and for every occasion. It's my pleasure to do it. Just call me to chat. Find out what it's about, and then book your personal private wardrobe consultation with me, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. The number, 416-504-6777. I look forward to speaking with you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. And there's lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with his happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, my happy story is about Oscar. He's 65 years old, and he lives in Mississauga. And we actually just recently completed a bathroom renovation for him. So we removed his bathtub. We put in a nice new walk-in shower, fully tiled, beautiful new fixtures. Changed his toilet, changed his vanity, new flooring, heated flooring. We did it all, and he loved our job. But he wanted me, he told me I should come on radio and talk about how I got this job. Because when he was first trying to get his job done, he called in many different contractors. He got around, if I can remember, 4 to 5 different quotes, and he was telling me just how little detail their quotes were. They just said new shower, new toilet, new vanity, but it didn't really go into detail about what you're actually getting. So he told me when he got my quote, it was very clear on what he was going to get. There was no surprises, And there was no gray areas, because that can be a really big problem when you're doing renovations. And you think that you're getting something that you're not. So when I talk about putting in a new shower in your bathroom, I'm going to be very detailed. I'm going to talk about the drywall we're putting in, the waterproofing membrane that we're putting in. If you're going to get a new soap niche inside of your shower, which is really where you put your soap, it's that little box. And some people don't include that. And so you just think maybe because you see it on TV, you're getting it, but you don't always get it. So for me, I like to put everything on paper so you know very detailed what it is you're getting. And for Oscar, he was telling me that's literally why I got the job. Of course, I have a great personality, and of course, I have very good customer service skills, so I'm going to get back to you. But that quote won me this job, and he was very specific about telling me to tell other people about this because it needs to be known.
Yeah, well, you sound pretty modest, Mr. Personality. But anyway, you always have said that you want to do a job once and do it right because you want people to be happy with no regrets. And when things are laid out specifically, there are no surprises. And that's what happens when people deal with you and Greater Toronto Accessibility. Are you still doing the Total Home Safety Check?
Yes, I'm still doing that. So the Total Home Safety Check is basically I come to your house and we can look at room by room and see what you're looking to renovate. So I come by, I'll give you a quote, an idea of what you're going to get. I put that all in a little booklet so you can actually see what you're getting and give you some pricing so you know what it's going to cost. And you can implement it either right away, in the future. And like I say, I like to say this is your roadmap to the future. This is what the Total Home Safety Check is all about.
And how long before, after someone calls you, can they have a renovation done?
So renovations we're booking in probably about a month or a month and a half out right now. But appointments can be taken within the next week or so. So I have team members that can go out and give you a quote. There's no problem with that. But getting the work done, looking about a month and a half, 2 months right now.
So if someone wants to talk to you about Greater Toronto Accessibility, doing any kind of reno to their home so it can be a forever home, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Greater Toronto Accessibility, Daniel Wiskin. He wants you to be happy. Do it once, do it right, and get a Total Home Safety Check and everything written out so there are no surprises. The number again, 647-206-6409. Thanks for sharing Oscar's story. A shout out to Oscar today, Daniel. And bring another happy story next week.
For sure. Thanks, Marilyn.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. How to boost your metabolism with exercise. Your next workout could set you up for a speedier metabolism. Your metabolism includes all the things your body does to turn food into energy and keep you going. Some people have a faster metabolism than others. Some things that affect whether your metabolism is speedy or sluggish include things you don't control, like your age, sex, and genes. Sometimes a sluggish thyroid could decrease your metabolism. But once you find out that it is normal, speeding it up is totally up to you. Focus on what really does make a difference, exercise. Muscle cells need a lot of energy, which means they burn a lot of calories. In fact, they burn more calories than fat cells, even when you're not exercising. So the time you spend working out reaps benefits long after you stop sweating. Exercise becomes even more important as we get older. You naturally lose muscle mass with age, which slows down your metabolism. Working out can stop that slide. It's simple. You need to challenge your muscles often in these two ways. Number one, amp up your workout. Any kind of aerobic exercise, whether you're running or doing Zumba, burns calories. Make it more intense and your body will burn more calories. Try intervals. You can do them with any type of cardio. The basic idea is to switch back and forth between higher and lower intensity. You make it really challenging and then back down your pace and repeat. For example, do as many jumping jacks as you can for 1 minute and then walk in place for 2 minutes. Repeat for 15 minutes. Number two, lift weights. Because muscle uses more calories than fat, strengthening your muscles will make you into a more efficient calorie-burning machine, even when you're at rest. You'll be doing more than just helping your metabolism. Your heart and bones and even your mood will benefit. It's a win all-around situation. So call me to register for my one-week complimentary group training at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to find out how you can boost up your metabolism.
Well, you have the equipment if you have a body, and if you have weights, then that's just an added plus. One call to Christine, the health coach, and you'll learn how to speed up your metabolism. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. And ask for your complimentary week. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
At Mosaic, the person matters. Whether at home, community, hospital, retirement home, and long-term care. To find out more, visit our website at mosaichomecare.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling. She's here now with her tip of the week, and it's Canada Day, so happy Canada Day.
Good morning, Marilyn, and happy Canada Day to you, too. We have so much to be grateful for here in Canada, and while I think it's in our nature to complain sometimes, we really are fortunate. Canada Day, July 1st, is also the beginning of the second half of the year. And as our listeners will attest to, time really does fly. And the older we get, the faster it goes. Summers are short, so my tip of the week is to savor the pleasures of the season. Enjoy the summer breezes and the moments that bring you smiles and laughter with the people that bring out the best in you. Make plans, even if they're not on quite the scale you used to enjoy. Life is for living, and on this Canada Day, everyone at Moving Seniors with a Smile and our trusted service delivery partners wish you a wonderful, long Canada Day weekend and a happy, healthy second half of 2023.
And if there's a move or downsizing in that plan for the next 6 months, remember the name, Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile, and the number 416-697-8106. A complimentary consultation, a conversation, and then navigating, downsizing, and moving on your own speed. 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori, and happy Canada Day once again.
Thank you, Marilyn, and the same to you.
It's Canada Day, the day to celebrate our wonderful country and appreciate how fortunate we are to be citizens of Canada. We're known for many things, and a lot of them are good. On this International Joke Day, we can also show our sense of humor and benefit from laughing at ourselves. Pierre Elliott Trudeau made us laugh when he said, "Canada is a country whose main exports are hockey players and cold fronts. Our main imports are baseball players and acid rain." I just heard why the USA is better than Canada. It has us as neighbors. My last little teaser, why do Canadians love helping people in times of trouble? They are Canadians. Not bad, eh? We do say that a lot, eh? As Pierre Burton described us, we're a mosaic in Canada. Our differences make a colorful mix of assorted shapes, sizes, beliefs. Our Canadian identity with its assorted perspectives, individual eccentricities, make us a people that learn from one another, accept one another, and love one another. I'm a proud Canadian, happy to be part of Canada the Good. even if we say A too often, eh? It's a positive saying, and in my humble opinion, it's very much better than saying nay. So let's all say A to celebrations of our Canada. Let's party. Let's march in parades. Let's attend concerts and barbecues. Let's attend concerts and barbecues. Let's view the fireworks provided. And on this red and white Canada Day, let's also respect Indigenous people and add the color orange to our palette. That'll create awareness of Every Child Matters movement so that we can honor the countless Indigenous children whose lives were taken from them through the residential schools. Canada is far from perfect, but it is great. Have a happy Canada Day, and please take time in your day to joke and laugh a little. You'll feel good, and you'll be better for it. Our hour together is almost at an end, and it's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. So thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly Carlos Duncan and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We have all day to celebrate and a full week to live well, joke, laugh, and enjoy until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care, be well, celebrate Canada, and enjoy being here today and always. Bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.